distressed.
Distressed.
The desire of wealth.
The desire of wealth.
Be inquisitive.
Be inquisitive.
And he who is certain.
And he who is certain.
For knowledge of the absolute.
For knowledge of the absolute.
Report. Unlike the miscreants.
Unlike the miscreants. Report. Sorry. Report now.
Unlike the miscreants who these are adherents. Of the regulative principles of the scriptures, and they are called sukritinaha, or those who obey the rules and regulations of the scriptures, the moral and social laws, and are more or less devoted to the Supreme Lord. Out of these, there are four classes of men. Those who are sometimes distressed, those who are in need of money, those who are sometimes inquisitive, those who are sometimes searching after knowledge of the absolute truth. These persons come to the Supreme Lord for devotional service under different conditions. These are not pure devotees because they have some aspiration to fulfill in exchange for devotional service. Pure devotional service is without aspiration and without desire for material profit. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11 defines pure devotion thus: Anyabilasita sunyam jnana karma jnana vritam anukulyena krishnanu selanam bhakti ruttama. Translation: one should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculations. That is called pure devotional service. I don't need this. It's okay. That is called pure devotional service. When these four kinds of persons come to the Supreme Lord for devotional service and are completely purified by the association of a pure devotee, they also become pure devotees. As far as the miscreants are concerned, for them devotional service is very difficult because their lives are selfish, irregular, and without spiritual goals. But even some of them, by chance, when they come in contact with a pure devotee, also become pure devotees. Those who are always busy with fruitive activities come to the Lord in material distress, and at that time, associate with pure devotees and become, in their distress, devotees of the Lord. Those who are simply frustrated also come sometimes to associate with the pure devotees and become inquisitive to know about God. Similarly, when the dry philosophers are frustrated in every field of knowledge, they sometimes want to learn of God and they come to the Supreme Lord to render devotional service and thus transcend knowledge of the impersonal Brahman and the localized Paramatma and come to the personal conception of God by the grace of the Supreme Lord or his pure devotee. On the whole, when the distressed, the inquisitive, the seekers of knowledge, and those who are in need of money are free from all material desires, and when they fully understand that material renunciation has nothing to do with spiritual improvement. They become pure devotees all along, no, as long as such a purified stage is not attained, devotees in transcendental service to the Lord are tainted with fruitive activities, the search for mundane knowledge, etc. So one has to transcend all this before one can come to the stage of pure devotional service. Tattva vidavidantimam dana sukti tinor dana arto jigyasur artarti jnani cha bharatar sabha. So generally, those who come in contact with devotees, they are in one of these four categories. They are either distressed, they want, they know that Hare Krishna people have a lot of money, so if we join, maybe we can get some money, or maybe we can go to America and get some opportunity. That is, different kinds of people, they they join or come to our temples, and even they join as devotees. Very rare to find someone who is simply seeking knowledge. Of these four, of the one who is distressed, the one who is seeking some material gain, the one who is what is it?
Inquisitive.
Yeah. That the one who is inquisitive and means curious. And then the one who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute, the best one is those who are searching or wanting to understand about the Absolute. That is very, very rare actually to find such persons. Krishna explains that only after many, many lifetimes. Bahanam. Dhananamante Yanavamam Prapaditi Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudolabha. Very rare. So it means devotees are actually very rare. Pure devotees. Those who have no material motivation. What is nicely mentioned here and stressed by Srila Prabhupada is that whatever may be the reason, that's why whenever somebody comes, even we may understand sometimes they have many material motivation. We should understand that all people who come in the beginning, they are having different kinds of reasons or material reasons, material motivation. But we should understand the point that Prabhupada is stressing here, that by getting an opportunity to associate with devotees, by getting an opportunity to associate with the Lord, by having darshan of the Lord's archa vigraha form every day, by getting an opportunity to render devotional service, then one will become purified. And if one is actually serious and sincere, then he will, you know, gradually give up all kinds of material desires and material thoughts. We see the nice example of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he was told by his mother that actually I cannot help you. You have been rejected by your father. And the only person who can help you is God. So he asked, well, I want to find this God. Where is this God? So she's a simple lady. She's telling, he's in the forest somewhere. God is in the forest. Because sadhus, they go to the forest. So she's thinking God must be in the forest. You know, sadhus go to meditate in the forest. As previously, the sages would only stay in the forest. Even now, the sages, the real sadhus, well, except for the ISKCON sadhus who live in the cities, the real sadhus, generally they live in some holy dham or in the Himalayas. The sadhus we see when it is time for Kumbh Mela, big rishis and saintly persons, big beard and, you know, the Naga, what do you call them, Naga Babas? Anyways, they come down every 12 years, once every 12 years, to attend Kumbh Mela. So they stay away from. So she told God is in the forest. So he said, okay, I will. So he left and went to meditate in the forest. But he had material desire. He wanted to be, to become a great king and have more wealth and power than his own father. But he was very sincere, simple boy, young boy, very sincere. And Narada Muni, who is always very attentive, always traveling to different places, and when he sees that someone is sincere, even though he may have some material desire, he is very kind to give his darshan and association. So he actually gave instructions to Dhruva, and in this way Dhruva actually meditated, just nicely narrated in the Bhagavatam, and he got the darshan, isn't it? He got the darshan of the Lord, and the Lord, what did the Lord do? He touched him with a conch shell, I think, on his forehead. And in this way, even though previously he had material desires, by this contact with Narada Muni, and by taking seriously the good instructions of Narada Muni, then he became purified. And he became qualified to have the darshan of the Lord. And Dhruva Maharaj is in Dhruva Loka, no? So that book that I just brought back from Mayapur on the cosmology, it is mentioning how actually Dhruva Loka is controlling all the planets in the universe. And Dhruva Maharaj, he's in charge of that planet. So just see how Krishna reciprocated. You know, although he, in the beginning, had some material desire, then he had no more material desire, but still Krishna, he arranged that he take on a very prominent position to help in the, you could say, universal affairs of the world. So many similar examples are there. An example of Narada Muni himself, who was just described. He was just an ordinary, simple boy of a young boy of a ordinary mother, maid servant. But because the saintly persons took shelter in his house, his mother's house, during the rainy season. So he was able to hear from them, from Shastra. He was able to render service to them. So just rendering even a small amount of devotional service and even one time taking Krishna prasadam, these are very, very powerful, extremely powerful ways in which one can be purified. So that means the Prabhupada was always very anxious to somehow create situations where people can get opportunity. That's what we're trying to do here, actually, is create a place where people can get different opportunities to render devotional service, to come in contact with Krishna consciousness, etc. So that's why yesterday this idea of going out in local villages occasionally, or having some activity here that they can know about, according to our manpower here. When we have less manpower, then we cannot be so active outside. We cannot also have that many activities. But maybe on even a small scale, Prabhupada, that's why he started the Sunday program, isn't it? To give an opportunity to so many people. That's why he wanted all of our temples to celebrate the different festivals, invite people to come. And because for many people, they may have some little understanding, but not the full or pure understanding of what is, let's say, spiritual life. They're caught up, even though they might be in the category of pious, they are generally in one of these four categories. So unless we create opportunities to have them come in contact with devotional service, to hear these kind of explanations about what is the actual highest level, or these different explanations which are given in the Shastra, unless they hear about it, then they will remain unclear or confused as to what they should be doing. So yeah, there's a question of Sadhu Sangha. What other examples are there of people coming in contact and being transformed? Can you think of some examples?
Hunter.
Yeah.
Valmiki. Valmiki.
He came in contact with
Narada Muni.
Narada Muni travels a lot. Huh? He's very famous for bringing people, the sons of Daksha.
Coming in contact with Dhritarashtra. Vidura in contact with Dhritarashtra.
Yes. Yeah. Because of that contact, and Dhritarashtra left home. Narada Muni and the sons of Daksha. Was it, I think, first time 10,000 sons, and second time 1,000 sons? That's when Daksha cursed Narada Muni. You're just a pretender sannyasi. You're a false sannyasi. Haridas Thakur, a prostitute. because of his high level of Krishna consciousness, she became completely changed. There are many examples. All of us, at some point, have come in contact with some devotee or with by visiting a temple or getting a book by Srila Prabhupada. So that's why it is, what is that? Devotees of the Lord who are engaged in pure devotional service, they are described as touchstone. Touchstone. When you come in contact with the touchstone, then you become transformed.
Chintamani.
Stone. Yes. So, Lakshman has any question? You read the purport? From Parisi? Yeah.
Parisi, you know.
After you say, you
know. He did.
Yeah. That portion, no?
That Parisi.
Not. I think tomorrow. It just needs to be brought there. I mean, I think I'll have to go because I have to check my mail. He cannot. Normally, might have to leave the computer there for a couple of hours or something. I don't know. It depends how busy he is. It depends whether he can fix it also. I don't know. Yeah. Like small place. And that's exactly what happened. So, any questions?
About this Guru Maharaj, 6th chapter, 17th sloka. Yuktahara viharasya yukta chestasya karmasu yukta svapnasva bodhasya yogo bhavati dukha.
You're going to another verse now.
No. Like in this verse it is said that.
In this verse?
Regularity, about regularity.
In text number 16?
Sixth chapter,
17th
verse.
Sixth chapter?
17th
verse. Why you want to jump chapter now? The question is? About regularity.
Regularity. If you are having something, and means eating, sleeping, and doing some seva also. And so sometimes we may having sometimes we may go outside. That particular seva we cannot do. Means in the daytime.
Yes.
Sometimes other seva. So we Singapore. So that do not come with this Uttahara Vihara thing.
Idea is that one should be as much as possible, as regulated as possible. That's why we have schedule. It's just like, you know, if we start to change the time of Mangal Arati, or especially in the temple where they have more, let's say, rigid schedule, then that is, so that the more regulated we can remain, that is better. But sometimes, for due to circumstances or for preaching purposes, you know, just like people who go out preaching, then they cannot, in the evening sometimes there are these, we'll go out preaching, or sometimes we may have some program then, so we cannot have the regular program here. So these things are there, but as much as possible, one should try to remain as regulated as possible. But the more unregulated we become, then the more difficult it is to actually apply spiritual life. So regulation is actually meant to help us apply and follow more nicely, more easily, more attentively spiritual life. Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki
Jai
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
So why was Prasadi barking?
Yeah, something she saw. When I went there, nothing was there. Sometimes outside dogs will come, no?
Oh, yeah.
That's why she will bark.
Yes.
And they will go away far.
Right. Every day these dogs, they still come, right?
Yeah.
In the morning.
The Australian dogs, they will come regularly.
Yeah. Maybe one of those dogs is Prasadi's mother, no?
No, I'm not sure.
Huh?
She looks like a mother only. But because color, everything is same. But if she is mother, then both
yeah.
Communicate. Communication should be there.
Yeah.
There is no any communication between them.
True, that is true. Yeah.
From far only they will see and.
Yeah, you're different from me.
Barking, sometimes barking.
My glass. Yeah. It takes only a little prasadam at a time, right?
Yeah.
Today, she only took a little bit.
Little bit.
But she came three times and now finished.
Oh.
I was watching.
Yes.
She took only a little bit. Very regulated in her eating. She's learning from devotees.